I'm Crystal Faulkner.
And I'm Tom Cooney.
And this is BusinessWise. Our guest today is Lisa Licker. Lisa is the owner and president of EMI Network. And Lisa, I know that you help businesses build brands. You help them, first of all, probably define and then attract their ideal customer. Yes. What are the things that I see so often and in my work, both as a CPA and now as a professional EOS implementer, is so many people are writing books. And often they use these books as merely marketing tools. They use it as a way to gain instant credibility, at least from their perspective, to now all of a sudden be able to get up in front of audiences and people, I'm assuming they think, will pay a lot more attention to them. What do you think about this publishing craze that we seem to be in right now?
Well, EMI Network, we got our roots in custom publishing. So I completely adore what's going on right now in the publishing world. And I am a sponge for information. So I am also a great customer of that world. But what I tell my clients is to really think of the audience that you're wanting to leverage and think of how you're building credibility with that audience before you even start with your book. What we do with our clients is we pair them with a brand that owns an audience and tell their stories in pages that already exist. And that really is a good first step to really introducing yourself to the publishing world, because it helps you wrap your arms around the story you want to tell, the value you want to bring, and the audience. Again, a challenge is to figure out what audience you really want to get in front of. But I love the publishing craze going on right now, and there's so many different firms and people out there that make it easy to navigate that whole entire craze.
What trends are you seeing in content marketing?
Personalizing your content. Firms are great, working with companies and firms are great, but it's the people side that is extremely important. So personalizing your content, humanizing your content, videos are wonderful, podcasts are great, radio shows are wonderful. It's just a way to convey who you are as a person, not just a business.
You know, Lisa, it's interesting, though, as you say that, I agree with you. It's all about the personal relationships. And do you think some of that has to do with the fact that we all have now become so accustomed over the last year to doing everything online and virtually that we as human beings tend to now want to go back and really be human-to-human contact?
I think so. I also think that the foundation of trust is just built a little bit differently. We used to build it on handshakes and looking someone in the eye or an introduction. And that's just simply not enough anymore. And so people need to build relationships deeper and they need to get to know you more before placing that trust. So yes, it's a little bit of what you said. It's, you know, going to the digital world and now trying to pull back a little bit from that or trying to find a happy balance.
We have been speaking with Lisa Licker. She is the owner and president of EMI Network. And Lisa, if someone listening would like to learn more about you, about your company, how can they get that information?
They can go to the website, eminetwork.com, and they can always contact me at 513-309-0719.
For BusinessWise, I'm Crystal Faulkner with MCM CPAs and Advisors.
And I'm Tom Cooney. I'm with Wealth Dimensions Group. We are your business advocates.